During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Richard Castigar spent 46 years with the Pima County Sheriff's Department. He rose to deputy or chief deputy. He served as Chris Nanos' second in command. And when the Daily Mail asked him about how Nanos is handling the Nancy Guthrie investigation, he didn't mince words. He has great disdain for the FBI, Castigar said. They investigated his department in 2016, and he's still pissed. He holds a grudge. That grudge, according to multiple current and former members of Nanos' own department, may be affecting how this investigation is being run. Nearly 4 weeks, no suspects, no arrests, no substantive leads made public, an investigation that Sheriff Nanos insists is running smoothly. Well, sources inside law enforcement tell reporters a very different story. The FBI is involved but playing a supporting role. Critics say Nanos should step back and let the feds lead. He hasn't. And Nancy Guthrie is still missing. So here is the big question. At nobody in an official capacity seems willing to ask out loud. When the people who know a leader best are the ones raising alarms, what does it tell us about how this investigation is actually being run? Let's talk about who Chris Nanos is. 50 years in law enforcement, started as a detention officer in Pima County back in 1984. Worked his way up through the ranks, became second in command, got appointed sheriff in 2015 when his boss retired, lost the 2016 election. Came back in 2020, won re-election in 2024 by exactly 481 votes out of 487,000 cast. That's a margin of less than 0.1%, the race required a recount. Nanos has supporters who point to his 5 decades in law enforcement and his experience leading the agency through major cases, including the 2011 Tucson mass shooting investigation that wounded Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. But the criticism now coming from inside his own department is harder to dismiss as political. And to understand that criticism, you have to understand what happened in 2015. That year, the FBI began investigating the Pima County Sheriff's Department for misuse of civil asset forfeiture funds. For those unfamiliar, civil asset forfeiture is when law enforcement seizes money or property from people suspected of criminal activity. The funds are supposed to be used for approved purposes, equipment, training, and that kind of thing. The FBI alleged the department was misusing those funds. Chief Deputy Chris Radke was indicted. He eventually pled guilty to 3 misdemeanor counts of theft of government property. According to Fox News reporting, the department had spent $20,000 building a commercial kitchen to open a cafe that was run by Radke's niece. Nanos was never charged, but the investigation hung over his 2016 campaign like a cloud. He lost that election. And according to Castigar, again, his former second-in-command, Nanos never got over it. It is widely believed he thinks the FBI cost him his election. Castigar told the Daily Mail. He added that Nanos is still pissed about it. A decade later, Now, you might say that's just one person's opinion. Fair enough, except Castigar isn't the only one talking. And the pattern he describes, a leader who treats any challenge to his authority as a personal attack, who holds grudges longer than strategies, keeps showing up in the accounts of those who've worked with him and the allegations now filed in federal court. Take the 2024 election. Nanos' opponent was Heather Lappin, a lieutenant in his own department. According to a federal lawsuit Lappin filed after she declared her candidacy, Sheriff Nanos and department leadership waged a retaliatory campaign against Lieutenant Lappin's career in order to undermine her candidacy. The lawsuit alleges she was referred to internal affairs five times after announcing her run. She was transferred to the jail. She was disciplined for teaching a course she had taught seven times before without incident. Weeks before the election, she was placed on administrative leave. That's verified by the Green Valley News. Sergeant Aaron Cross, the head of the deputies union, who had been publicly critical of Nanos, was also placed on leave around the same time for holding a sign that said, "Deputies don't want Nanos." Lappin is suing for $2 million. The case is ongoing. Nanos has characterized the criticism as political, and the allegations in Lappin's lawsuit remain unproven. But here's one specific claim that the lawsuit that matters for the Guthrie case. Lappin alleges that three of the best homicide detectives, probably in all of Southern Arizona, were removed from the homicide from that team because they supported me in the election. That's what he said. I want to be clear. That's an allegation, not a proven fact. But when you're trying to understand why an investigation into a violent kidnapping might be struggling, the question of whether the homicide unit was affected by internal politics seems a little relevant. Let's talk about what's actually happened in the Guthrie investigation, and let's start with what Nanos himself has admitted. He acknowledged to the Arizona Republic that his department released Nancy Guthrie's home as a crime scene too soon, then gave it back to the family and had to come back days later to recover additional evidence. In the interim, journalists walked right up to the door and photographed blood droplets that belonged to Nancy. That's not media speculation. That's Nanos saying, in hindsight, the scene should have remained secured longer. And then he walked that back, too. Now, did everything good. Then there's the evidence handling. DNA samples and a glove found near the home were sent to a private lab in Florida instead of the FBI's state-of-the-art facility at Quantico. An FBI source told News Nation, and I'm quoting here, "This is dumb. It's insane." Another FBI source told Reuters that the sheriff was blocking federal agents from accessing key evidence. Nanos strongly denies this. To suggest that this sheriff would tell the FBI no on anything, that's crazy, he told News Nation. He said the decision was about consistency, keeping all evidence at one lab that already had the family's DNA markers for comparison. Here's the thing, though. Whether you believe Nanos' explanation or the FBI sources, the outcome's the same. The DNA samples or to private lab processing has been complicated by mixed samples, and Nanos himself told NBC that resolving the DNA challenges could take weeks, months, or maybe a year. A year for an 84-year-old woman who needs daily medication and can't walk 50 yards on her own. That's not just the DNA, though, that's seeming to be a problem here. According to a statement obtained by Fox News, the pilot of the county's high-tech search helicopter was disciplined following a dispute with Nanos and reassigned a street patrol during an active kidnapping investigation. That's the allegation. Meanwhile, Nanos has been conducting a media approach that's generated more confusion than clarity. He moved away from joint press conferences after the first one didn't go so well. He shifted to one-on-one interviews with select journalists. The result has been conflicting reports, shifting narratives, and a general sense, even among people sympathetic to the difficulty of the job, that the sheriff is more focused on managing the story than on finding Nancy Guthrie. When News Nation ran a graphic listing 10 investigation mistakes, Nanos sat across from their reporter and said, "Every single one of those can be disputed. They're completely without any factual basis." When reporters pointed out contradictions in his public statements, he got defensive. When asked about criticism from within his own department, he called it political commentary that distracts from the active investigation. And here's a quote that tells you everything. This is Nanos on the record in multiple outlets. I'm not used to everyone hanging on my every word and then holding me accountable for what I say. Yeah. The sheriff leading the highest profile investigation in this department's history just admitted he's not used to being held accountable for what he says. County Board Member Matt Hines, a fellow Democrat, called Nanos out for attending a University of Arizona basketball game while the Nancy Guthrie case was in its infancy hours. That does not look good, Hines told him. I mean, dude, watch the game at home. But the basketball game is almost besides the point. What matters is the picture that emerges when you talk to the people who actually worked with Chris Nanos. Not political opponents from outside, not cable news pundits, the people who served under him, beside him, in command positions. Richard Castigar, 46 years with the department, former chief deputy. He calls Nanos a quintessential micromanager. He says the case should have gone to the FBI 2 weeks ago. He says Nanos holds a grudge against the bureau that goes back a decade. Richard Camorra, also a former deputy, chief deputy, told Fox 10, all those detectives that are working tirelessly, the deputies that are out there, traffic control, everyone is focused on this mission. We are just disappointed at the level or lack of leadership at the senior position and some of the remarks that are quite embarrassing. Sergeant Aaron Cross, president of the Pima County Detectives Organization, told the New York Post, it's a common belief in this agency that this case has become an ego case for Sheriff Nanos. And Heather Lappin, his former lieutenant, told the Hollywood Reporter, he's a tyrant. She added, when you put your own ego and your own image to the public over the health and safety of an 84-year-old woman, then that's a problem. Nanos' response to all of this? He told Parade that political commentary distracts from this active investigation and that his focus remains on justice and transparency. That's his answer. Everyone who criticizes him is playing politics. Everyone who questions his decision is creating distractions. The FBI sources are wrong. The reports are wrong. His former chief deputy is wrong. His former lieutenant is wrong. The president of his own deputies union is wrong. Chris Nanos is the only one who is right. Maybe. Or maybe there's a pattern here. It goes back a decade. A pattern, as described by those who know him, of treating any challenge to his authority as a personal attack, of holding grudges, of insisting he's right, even when the weight of the criticism suggests otherwise. Here's where we are. The FBI is involved in the investigation, but a supporting role. Sergeant Cross and others have publicly called for Nanos to voluntarily step back and let the FBI take the lead. He hasn't. Nanos maintains the two agencies have a great working relationship. Nearly 4 weeks in, there are no named suspects, no arrests, DNA processing is delayed, and no clear motive has been publicly identified. The family wanted to put up $1 million reward, allegedly, on day one. According to an individual close to the family who spoke to the Hollywood Reporter, law enforcement discouraged it, said it would generate fake tipsters. Lappin's interpretation, his ego doesn't let him make the decision to give it up because he thinks it's going to make him look bad. The reward finally went public this week, more than 3 weeks after Nancy disappeared. People like Chris Nanos exist in every institution. The leader who treats scrutiny as attack, who mistakes control for competence, who holds grudges longer than strategies, who surrounds himself with loyalists and freezes out anyone who asks hard questions. The question isn't whether Nanos fits that description. Reasonable people can disagree, and he certainly disputes it. The question is what it costs when someone with those tendencies is in charge of something this important. His defenders say the criticism is political. His critics include his former command staff. They say the pattern is undeniable. Somewhere between those two versions of reality, an 84-year-old woman is still missing. Chris Nanos says the FBI relationship is great. His former chief deputy says he holds a decades-long grudge against them. Nanos says the evidence decisions were about consistency. FBI sources say it's insane. Nanos says political commentary is distracting. The president of his own deputies union says this has become an ego case. One of those narratives is closer to the truth than the other. And the question of which one matters, because the decisions being made right now will determine how this investigation unfolds. Nearly 4 weeks. The man in charge still says everyone else is the problem. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Love to see what you got to say about this guy. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you are listening or watching the podcast as well, so you don't miss any of our reporting. Hit that subscribe button right now. We do greatly appreciate that. All right, we'll continue the conversation in the comments. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.